Alright, folks, welcome back to Mental Toolbox. It's your boy Asher Blake here, ready to dive into something real juicy today. Embracing those quirks that make you, you. Ever feel like the world expects everyone to be running on the same shiny, perfectly oiled machine? Like there's this blueprint for how we should think and do things, and if you don't fit the mold, well, you might as well wear a neon sign that says, unique but struggling. Let me tell you something, forget that noise. Today, we're talking about executive function diversity. That's fancy talk for realizing that our brains work in different ways. Some of us are laser-focused, others get lost in daydreams, some of us thrive on routine, while others feel stifled by it. And guess what? There's absolutely nothing wrong with any of that. It's all part of the beautiful tapestry of human experience. But here's the kicker. When we try to force ourselves into a box that doesn't fit, that's where the real struggle begins. We end up feeling like failures, overwhelmed, and frustrated. Sound familiar? You know that feeling when you're staring at a to-do list longer than War and Peace and suddenly your brain decides it's time for an extended vacation in the land of procrastination? Yeah, we've all been there. So, how do we embrace this beautiful diversity and actually thrive? Well, buckle up, because here are 5 golden nuggets to unlock your inner awesomeness. 1. Recognize your unique style. First things first, stop comparing yourself to others. Instead of focusing on what you should be doing, pay attention to your natural strengths and tendencies. Are you a visual learner? A hands-on thinker? Do you shine when collaborating or prefer working solo? Understanding how your brain works is the first step to hacking it for success. 2. Hack your environment. Think of your surroundings as tools that can either empower or drain you. If a cluttered desk sends you spiraling, create a clean and organized workspace. Need a focus boost? Experiment with calming music or white noise. The right environment can make all the difference in how you feel and perform. 3. Break it down. Feeling overwhelmed by big tasks? Stop trying to conquer Mount Everest in one leap. Break it down into smaller, manageable chunks. Even tiny steps forward create momentum and build confidence. Celebrate each little victory along the way. You deserve it. 4. Embrace your quirks. Those flaws that make you different are often your superpowers in disguise. Maybe you're a daydreamer who comes up with brilliant ideas out of the blue. Perhaps you're incredibly empathetic and excel at connecting with people. Own those quirks, celebrate them, and watch how they contribute to your unique brilliance. 5. Practice self-compassion. Seriously, folks, be kind to yourselves. We all have bad days, moments of procrastination, and times when we feel like our brain is on strike. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself a little grace and understanding. Remind yourself that you're learning and growing every day. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's brilliant, creative, and has the most infectious laugh I know. But Sarah struggled with executive function. She'd get lost in her thoughts, easily distracted, and often procrastinated on even the simplest tasks. She felt like she was constantly playing catch-up, which led to frustration and self-doubt. One day, we were having coffee, and I shared some of these ideas about embracing diversity and finding your own groove. She started paying attention to her work patterns, realizing she was most productive when listening to music and working in bursts of focused activity. She learned to break down large projects into smaller chunks and celebrated each accomplishment along the way. And guess what? Sarah blossomed. She became more confident, organized, and ultimately happier with herself. Remember, friends, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to life or success. We all have different strengths, weaknesses, and ways of working. The key is to embrace that diversity, celebrate your unique quirks, and find the strategies that work best for you. So, what are you waiting for? Head out there and start rocking those executive function differences. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder that their quirks are actually superpowers in disguise. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Your words can inspire others on their journey to embracing their awesomeness. And most importantly, remember, keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining bright. Until next time, stay fabulous.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.